It's Friday, and then we are the Big Foodies. Thanks for checking us out, Foodie Fam. It is Matt, Biggie, and BB Shea.
Yo.
Coming to you live from the Berkey Orthodontics Biggie's Kitchen. And we are, as always, presented by Berkey Orthodontics. And today we are diving into a little Hostess cupcake action.
New ones, it looks
new
like.
New flavors. Browsing the aisles and saw a couple new flavors and figured we'd give it a shot. We've got key lime, which Biggie and I are big fans of the flavor of key lime.
I want to say that one for last.
We have unicorn. I heard it's made with real unicorn blood.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And we have strawberry, which is made with real strawberry blood.
Oh.
So that's exciting stuff. So we're going to try these new flavors.
Okay.
And we're just going to kind of get a feel for, you know, how are they? What do they taste like? And is this something that you should seek out actively in your pursuit of all things Hostess and all things cupcake?
You wanna do strawberry first?
Yes,
let's do it.
Okay. Now I will say, if you are seeking them out, do it fast because these are limited edition.
They are.
So. Now here's my thing. First of all, these have gotten a lot smaller. Second of all, how come they're just now waiting to do new flavors of these?
Well,
it's like for the past 30 years, they were like, we're good with the chocolate. Now it's like,
let me tell you what's happened over the past, I think, pandemic. Brands are like the reboot was a big deal, right?
Yeah.
The reboot or the remake. And then, like, people started watching Mountain Dew just do stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like putting gingerbread in a soda. And they're like, well, we can make a variation of a flavor. And so now I think this is becoming more and more popular than ever. It's to just vary up a flavor a little bit. I think that's why it's just now starting to take off with some of these classic brands.
I get
it. Let me tell you, the design of a Hostess cupcake,
perfect.
Unmistakable. Unmistakable.
This is amazing.
I get a little bit of strawberry. I get mostly what I just call Hostess. A Hostess brand to me has a taste.
Okay.
You know, like, it's like...
Like there's a...
You just know.
When they inject the filling...
It's the cream.
It's like there's like a... there's like a scent or a flavor profile that they put in there with it, and it just holds in there until you bite into it.
I'm sure it's in the baking process or whatever, but... that's good. I don't get a lot of... I get a little strawberry, but I definitely get...
Now, there's a local grocery store here that makes their own muffins that I absolutely love. And they have a strawberry muffin. It tastes just like that.
Really?
And that is awesome. I really, really like that.
That's good. Okay.
Strawberry's
good. Now, I'll tell you this. My nieces would go crazy.
Mm.
Anything unicorn? I mean, they would fight down the aisle with these.
What makes something unicorn? Could they tell you?
Ask them? Well, they can tell you what a unicorn is.
Well, you know, man. There's no horn on them.
There's no horn, but I guarantee you. Well, look at this unicorn all sparkly. That's what it is. They put, you know, wacky colors on it and call it unicorn.
Oh, man. I miss the old Hostess commercials where, like, the shark would be in the ocean. And he'd see some big fat woman with like a brown thing on with like a stripe. And he goes, it's a cupcake! And then he like charges her and like kicks her out of the water. It's like, oh, it's just a woman.
Yeah. I remember the commercial. I don't know that it gets made today.
Yeah, those were a lot of size words.
Yeah.
You can't have a shark just eating a fat woman now.
Yeah.
This is a frosted yellow cake with cream filling.
And, diamond sparkles.
Oh, see, this is Twinkie. This is a misshapen Twinkie with a different color on top.
This does. You're right. That's exactly what this is. Especially taste wise.
Yeah. This is a sponge cake.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It looks Twinkie.
Yeah.
Not that I mind, but.
I love it.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan of it. I think the sparkles kind of get in the way of it.
Yeah.
There's too much of a, like a crunch thing on it.
Yeah, I think it's the riboflavin that's really messing with me on this one.
Put the box down so we stop reading the ingredients again. Don't read the calories. First ingredient, sugar.
Yep.
These are
rich, it's the tallow.
All right. One for you. You okay?
This is the sweet, bro.
This like, is, oh, this is, these are rich.
Yeah. This is harder to do than some of our, like, heavier eating episodes.
Yeah.
Just because they're so sugary.
I mean, it's just straight sugar. Nothing else in them.
Nah.
I don't get a key lime scent.
I'd rather go for the sweetness of some ice cream from the Berry Patch.
Much agreed.
Like a key lime ice cream or something from the Berry Patch.
I wonder if they could do that.
Ooh, for sure.
I bet they could.
For sure.
I want to ask them, can they do a key lime, like, shake? Oh, man.
Amy, delicious. You've been challenged. We want the key lime
shake. I
love
key lime.
Go by the Berry Patch. Tell them the Big Foodie sent you. Get some fresh ice cream, fresh milkshakes, fresh produce. The apple butter's dope. It's all good.
It's all good.
World's largest strawberry off of 220 in Ellerby.
You can't. And it's that time. It's spring break time.
Mm-hmm.
As you're heading south. All right. This is the one I was waiting for. Key lime. Mm. It needs more lime. It needs a lot more lime.
It's a dull, muted lime. I get it.
I should have made the cream
not
lime flavor.
I like it better than the other two.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd actually put strawberry first as far as actually having any resemblance of flavor of what it says it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, very hinted key lime there. Not enough.
Not at all.
You mean the unicorn didn't taste like a unicorn?
Not to me.
Fresh caught from the wild.
Yeah, I'd put...
Key lime was a little disappointing.
Yeah. I'd put strawberry at one. I'd put key lime at two, just as a hint of key lime. And unicorn at three. Although, man, I'm going to tell you, I don't remember eating something that has legitimately made me feel this, like, just sugary.
Yeah.
Those are...
I'm amped now.
That is sugar.
It's a water, bro. I don't know.
Well, before we all have a sugar coma, we appreciate you checking us out. You can always subscribe to the Big Foodies on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check out how to become a patron and support the show at BigFoodiesPod.com. We sell merch there. We sell cups.
And we're going to do another live episode soon. That seemed to go well.
Yes.
We did that before. Thank you all for supporting that.
We're getting another live episode coming up. And we would love, if you've got a restaurant that you want us to check out, or if you own a restaurant and you want us to come by and check it out, reach out to us. We love getting ideas and things like that from you guys. We want to kind of eat what you want us to eat and do check out where you want us to check out. So for BB Shea, for Biggie, I am Matt. We're the Big Foodies, and we'll see you later.